Hello? Okay, that's good. What a morning. What a great morning that we have. Hello, Timothy.
Morning.
How are you?
Very well, very overwhelmed. I can feel the love of all my brothers and sisters in this beautiful church this morning.
Yeah. Okay, so we just say hello each other English way. Okay. But shall we do it like a little bit of Korean way?
Shall so we? Yeah. We speak the same language, you know that. How strange between South and North. It meant to be not strange though.
Okay, so shall we bow to each other? Okay, you got to bow down a little bit more because I'm a lot senior than you. All right?
Yes.
Good boy. Right. Okay, so as I speak that Timothy is from North Korea, I'm from South Korea. Ed, can you show us the map, please? Okay, shall we do the interview? Shall we do a little quiz? What's number one country? Anybody? Yeah, that's China. What's number two? That's Russia. Number four? Okay, number five? Okay. Number three is? Okay, so North Korea has a border with China and Russia. So shall we show next slide, please? Okay. So Timothy, can you tell us a little bit about, briefly about who you are and where you're from?
Well, Jung has kind of introduced about Timothy. That's my name. That's my English name. And I was born, as you can see, that red door on top of the map. It's quite strange if you see whole Korean map. It compares to the United Kingdom, actually. Yeah.
Slightly smaller than United Kingdom.
So that's where I was born. Of course, I could not cross the border to South Korea. It's very, very heavily militarized. But I crossed the border to China. I think it's about 5,500 miles from Korea to UK.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's how long it took me to come to your church today to meet with you. And that's where I come from, North Korea. Yeah. I escaped twice. And unfortunately, I was imprisoned four times during that journey, which I will tell you more details later. But that was my persevering journey until to get here. But many impossible things, it only became possible because of God's grace. I can only describe without God's work, I couldn't be here.
Thank you, Timothy. And can you tell us a little bit about, people know about North Korea, just maybe, knowing as Kim's family, kind of ruling all, the country and a bit crazy sometimes. He does a little bit crazy stuff. But could you tell us about your life in North Korea before you escaped to China?
Yeah. I can see some children are here running around. And what you learn first thing when you start work in North Korea, how to bow to Kim family picture frames. And I remember my both parents were high school teachers. It meant to be very loyal and loyalty to the Kim family. And when some of you here in this room we have from North Korea, they may remember every Kim, well now three Kims we have, but at the time I was there, two Kims. But every Kim's birthday, the country gives you a gift. And before you open that gift, it's 1 kg of sweet. And you have to bow to Kim family picture frames. And my father was very insist, you have to bow to Kim family picture frame because I thought he was a god. Yeah. So that was my childhood life in North Korea. But things, when I escaped, the first thing I had never seen back home inside North Korea, I saw in China and during my journey. And now, well, I am living in Manchester, the best place.
You
sure? And you saw yesterday, Manchester City won the European Champions League. Yeah.
I thought best place is a new modern. But anyhow, thank you for telling us that. Yeah,
thank you.
I know that you just told us that where you live, and could you tell us what you do for a living, and You know, maybe just you can tell us about your family briefly.
So I am a husband and father of two children. My youngest one is 5 months. And my one boy, one girl I have, and the girl is 4 years old. And it's great to be a father, actually, and great to have my own family, definitely. So I am Open Door spokesperson for North Korea, and I am also working with the UK All-Party Parliamentary Group on North Korea. So I have recently, just 2 days ago, I have appointed as APP Secretariat, which we work on North Korean issues and also both Korean issues, because the conflict is not over on the Korean Peninsula. And I studied 2 political degrees, and after that I also had an opportunity to work in Parliament as parliamentary assistant, and who is also Prime Minister's Special Envoy for Freedom of Religion. So that's my current work. I speak for those who cannot speak for themselves, and it's a privileged role that I can serve for those people who cannot have worship seeing him like us today.
Okay, that's the great stuff. I know by hearing your testimonies that I know that you became orphan. You know, orphan means because they, you know, his parents just disappeared one day. He left. They left him at the age of 9, right?
Yeah, there were many families were separated due to the political and various of circumstances.
Yes, because at the time in North Korea had a great famine, so many people actually dead. And it's a population about like Birmingham's population numbers. So quite a lot of people dead at the time. I know, and also that you escaped North Korea at the age of 17. Mm. So you lived basically like an orphan between 9 to 17. So I know, I mean, we have many kids here in our churches. Do you have any kind of a message for little kids living so peacefully, abundantly, you know, compared to your life at that time? So do you have a kind of a special message for them?
I specifically involved in and supporting working on family manifesto policy when I was in Parliament. And I even worked on family report, and also myself researched about 21st century fatherhood and relationship. And there are sadly, many families are divorced or broke, and some children are growing up with single parents, or some of them even without parents. It is upon my experience, lack of love from parents, or you didn't have received enough love, and that later could cause many effective way, and some of them end up in prison, and drug, alcohol. So wherever I go to, whichever church I go to, or whichever parent or school I go to, I encourage them and teach them how to love one another. Because when we have a lack of love, and that's what this world at the moment, we have a lot of hatred and hateful languages. As we can see, 100 million of refugees are wandering around the world, and war and conflict, which is caused from opposite love, which is hatred, discrimination, and persecution, and war and conflict. And my message, if I pray for children, I just want to tell them, love them. And I want to ask God, keep them, protect them, love them.
Thank you very much. Okay, so we just finishing our interview, but can you be an assistant for me? Open Doors just gave us a present for our kids in our church. So this is a kind of a map. Can you show us map, Ed? So that is, you can see that orange part is a persecuted church. Not severely, but very high, still high. But the red spot is a very severely persecuted area as a Christians. So this is a kind of a map that passport.
That's your passport.
So this is a kids prayer passport. So we have you know, the list, ranking list, like 1 to 50 countries. So kids, what you can do, the next slide please. So you can pray number 1 for North Korea, number 2 for Somalia, number 3 Yemen, so like number 45 Cameroon. So we have many countries that kids you can pray for. And once you complete this passport, then church will give you a little present. Do you like that? Okay, so that's the thing. So you can, so shall we call out kids now? Okay, kids, all, can you come out, please? Front.
Thank you, Simon.
So anybody can pray for those persecuted countries. You can grab this passport and the map as well. So pray every night. Especially to those, the kids that, you know, suffer on their circumstances.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
There you go. Okay. Thank you.
So before the kids been sent off, Timothy, can you pray for the kids, please?
Okay. One more. You brought your sister. Yeah. Father, thank you for these beautiful children of yours. And they are the one who will continue to carry out your mission and calling and to love for others. And in some countries like North Korea, the government and education itself, how they teach them how to hate one another. Father, this is not your commandment, but your commandment of Jesus said, love your neighbors. And this metaphor of love, Father, I particularly ask for your protection and loving these children, and let them grow in your love and protection, peace, and pray for their parents and continue to express the love of them. That's the relationship between we and you as well, Father. Thank you, Father, for these beautiful children of yours. And yeah, you're a great Father. And bless this church and all children in this congregation. We ask for your abundant blessing. In the name of Jesus, we are praying. Amen. Amen.